presenting Mandrake the Magician.
Deep, Shepperson, that when Lothar and Tommy hit the water, it'll be like feeding them to a rock crusher. Captain X calling control room.
Aye, sir. Pilots speaking.
All right, listen. When you receive an order over the tube to flood the escape chamber and open the automatic door, obey it without question.
Aye, sir.
Pretend you're Pilot Dorfman. Say you're so close to the surface that the periscope is almost showing. Got that?
Aye, sir.
Well, we seem to have this section of the submarine to ourselves. It's a better break than I expected.
Door with heavy glass window. This escape chamber, Master?
That's right, Lothar.
Oh, there's no knob on the door, Mr. Mandrake.
Everything works from the control room, Tommy.
Oh.
This speaking tube connects with it.
Are you going to call the control room?
You bet I am, Tommy. I'm going to find out if my control over Dorfman is still working. Hello? Control room?
Control room. Pilot speaking.
Dorfman?
Dorfman. That's right.
How close to the surface are you running, Dorfman?
If I were any closer, the periscope would be showing above water.
Good. Make sure your valves are working smoothly. Then open the escape chamber door and stand by for orders.
Aye, sir.
Gosh, that was easy.
Yes. Yes, almost too easy. Funny, that didn't sound like Dorfman's voice.
Well, maybe it just sounded different over the speaking tube.
Maybe.
That's right, Tommy, but...
What, Master?
I don't like this sudden quiet. Captain X must have sounded the alarm. I expected to find every corridor swarming with sailors.
Escape chamber door open, Master.
Yes. Escape chamber. It could so easily become a death chamber if Captain X knew what I was planning.
Maybe Captain X is so sure we can't get away that... Well, he ordered his men to let you make the first move.
Maybe. Tommy's smart, Master.
Yes. Yes, you're right again, Tommy, of course, but I'm always inclined to suspect a trap when everything is made too easy for me. I suppose it's all right. Yes. Yes, it must be.
We go in now, Master?
Wait. I want to make sure you and Tommy understand. Once you're inside, I'll order Dorfman to close the door and fill the chamber with water.
Gosh.
Afraid, Tommy?
Oh, no, sir. Not if you say it's all right.
If Master say all right, then all right, Tommy.
I'm sure it's all right.
Well, all right.
Listen, I'll watch the chamber fill up with water through the glass panel in the door. Then I'll give Dorfman the order to open the outer door. Then you'll shoot to the surface. Lothar, the rest is up to you. Get Tommy to shore.
Lothar, understand.
Well, I can swim.
I know, Tommy, but you may be 5 miles from shore. Don't strike out for yourself. Stay close to Lothar.
Yes, sir.
What we do when we get ashore, Master?
When you get ashore, notify the police what has happened as soon as you can reach the telephone.
Yes.
Tell them to throw a cordon around Barracuda's shack at Shore Point. Nod and Sigrid are prisoners there. Force Barracuda to contact this sub by radio and order Captain X to surrender.
Well, what about you, Master? What become of you?
I shall depend on the Mandrake lock to hold just a little bit longer, Lothar. All right. Inside with you now, both of you.
Goodbye, Mr. Mandrake. Gosh, it's been swell knowing you.
I I know what you mean, Tommy. Inside you go.
All right, sir.
Control room.
Control room. Dorfman speaking.
Close the door to escape chamber.
Aye, sir.
Starting to fill up. wish I didn't have the horrible feeling that something was wrong. The feeling that I was sending Lothar and that boy to their death. The water is nearly up to Tommy's shoulder. They're both grinning at me through the glass as though they were going on a picnic. As game as they make them. I wonder what that sound was. Take a good long breath, both of you. Control room.
Speaking.
Escape chamber filled. Close valves.
Aye, sir.
Open outer escape hatch. Make it snappy.
Aye, sir.
There they go. Straight through the hatch. Close the escape hatch, Dorfman.
Aye, sir. All clear there now?
Yes, Dorfman. You can pump the water out.
And report to the radio cabin at once, Mandrake.
What's that, Dorfman?
This is not Dorfman. Captain X and Mr. Alex Jefferson are waiting for you, sir.
I see.
Will you come freely? Or will it be necessary to bring you in under guard? The captain says you have your choice.
I'll come freely. So I was right. That wasn't Dorfman who took my orders. I walked blindly into the trap Captain X set for me like any simpleton. And I've sent Lothar and that boy to their death. A horrible death, the life crushed out of them by tons of water. And now they intend to gloat. So Captain X and Alex Jefferson are waiting for me, are they? I don't think they're going to enjoy their next meeting with Mandrake the Magician.
Radio room. Captain X speaking.
Control room. Pilot, sir.
Did you deliver my message to Mandrake?
Yes, sir. He agreed to come freely, sir.
Good. He's got some sense.
Any further orders, sir?
Yes. Turn sub. Proceed up the coast at low speed. I want to be offshore point again by nightfall.
Aye, sir. Maintain same depth, sir.
10 fathoms deep until further orders, pilot.
Aye, sir.
I'm sending Mr. Jefferson ashore at shore point and taking on Barracuda's two prisoners, Nada and her brother Sigrid. We will then submerge and return to our base. I don't think Dorfman will recover, so you'll have to do double duty.
Aye, sir.
I'm going to contact Barracuda on shore point now and make sure there's no slip-up on tonight's plans.
Look here, sister, or maybe you'd rather have me call you Narda. I don't like to see a good looker's mouth spoiled by a gag. So if you promise to talk nice, I'll take it off. Just nod if that suits you. Well, that's fair enough. I'll have that rag out of your mouth in a jiffy. But I'm going to keep you tied up just on general principles. Hey, sister.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Just Barracuda.
Thank you, Barracuda.
It's okay, Narda.
Won't you do as much for my brother, Sigrid?
No. If anybody comes snooping around a point in a boat, I might have to slip that gag back on you in a hurry. I ain't taking no chances on one of you letting out a yell while I was shutting the other one's mouth, you see?
Where did you just go now?
Me? Oh, I just went down to look your airplane over. It's pretty well hid behind them trees.
Somebody may find it. And...
don't be getting your hopes up. Nobody comes up here much from that side. Hey, that plane's liable to rot before anybody ever finds it.
You're going to put us aboard that submarine after dark tonight, aren't you?
Yep, unless I get different orders. Say, it might not be a bad idea to tune in on the short wave. Captain X might try to contact me again.
Couldn't anybody that happened to be in on your wavelength understand what you said?
Sure. But the air's all cluttered up with amateurs, passing the time of day. We don't say anything that would rouse no suspicions. Code might get somebody curious. So we don't use it, you see.
X calling shore point. X calling shore point.
There's a captain now. Listen, sister, and see how slick it's done. Hello, shore point. Go ahead, X.
You were right, shore point. Thanks for the tip. We did have two guests that we were unaware had paid us a visit.
He means Mandrake and Lothar. They've been discovered.
What'd you do with them?
We disposed of T and L.
Tommy and Lothar, he means.
How?
The water cure. Under pressure, if you know what I mean.
Sure. I got it.
Tommy, Lothar. Killed.
How about the other one?
Mandrake.
We intend to let him amuse us for a while longer. We're waiting for him now.
Swell.
It should be quite a reunion when your guests meet mine tonight.
Yeah, I get it. Everything stands?
Everything stands.
Be seeing you, X.
I won't contact you again. Signing off, shore point.
Okay. Hey, you see how it works, sister? No code, Just a little harmless double talk that wouldn't interest nobody listening.
No, I don't suppose it would. But somebody might be interested if they heard a cry for help.
Don't try that.
Help! Help! I'm being held a prisoner and shot.
You little double crosser. This gag stays in your mouth until you get aboard that sub. And I hope Captain X feeds you to the fishes, too.
Be sure to listen over this same station to every episode of Mandrake the Magician. Mandrake the Magician is adapted from the King Features adventure strip of the same name. Thank you.